The business climate for 2013 is promising. That's the feeling of Monroe Chamber of Commerce President Sue Nicholson. She joins me for a discussion on the outlook for the new year. Well, Sue, thanks for stopping by.
Well, it is a pleasure to be here.
What positive developments do you see for local businesses early in this year?
Well, we're seeing some really strong development. Obviously, CenturyLink breaking ground on a new facility shortly. A couple of other businesses that are completing projects and will be opening. Obviously, the FedEx Center on Mill Haven. And just down the road from that is a new nursing home that's opening. That's just kind of off the top of my head, but quite a number of developments.
Anticipating that job growth, particular sectors that look promising for our area?
Well, you know, that's the good news, is it's not just necessarily in one area. Obviously, with CenturyLink Communications, accounting is strong, the retail sector remains strong, customer service remains strong. You know, we're seeing management. Obviously, when you have all these new jobs opening and creating, you need people to manage and oversee those. So that's doing really well. And also in the manufacturing sector, we're seeing several jobs open up.
Much emphasis is placed on job readiness, which come through skills training. What have we seen in that aspect of having qualified candidates when positions are sought?
Well, you know, that's one of the biggest challenges employers face, is having people that are really ready to go to work, that know what employers expect of them. So, you know, the good news is the community college and other training providers like Nova as well are doing a great job in getting people prepared for just basic work readiness, showing up for work on time, coming every day, being respectful, working in a team, the things that employers really want.
You mentioned Nova recently. The Delta Regional Authority just awarded over $200,000 for assisting in the creation of a job-ready workforce. Tell us a little bit more about how that funding will be used.
Absolutely. Well, what Nova does is they take low to moderate income individuals. Some of them are working, but in minimum wage jobs. And these are people who are committed to getting additional training. They want to get a better living wage job and then get on a career path. And so that's a commitment from them to gain more training. And what Nova does is they work with them at the point that they're at, wherever that is, and they go through a six-week-long training program that is all about work readiness. And again, it's about team building. It's how to communicate. Basic workforce skills. But they'll also assist with any additional training that job seeker wants to gain.
We mentioned job opportunities, businesses looking, individuals looking for work. It all kind of comes about in a career fair, bringing employers, training groups, as well as job seekers into one setting. How beneficial is providing this venue to each of those groups?
Well, you know, it's tremendously helpful for employers because in previous years, we've had about 800 job seekers that come to the career fair. So for an employer, they get to see a lot of people at one time, collect a lot of resumes. It can really help them sort through. And, you know, for job seekers, the important takeaway on this is the employers are seeing 800 people at one time. So a first impression, and I'm talking about the first 7 seconds, is extremely important. So being prepared, being dressed appropriately, professional dress, having a nice resume with no errors, is a big plus. Those employers, if they see someone like that, they're putting a check mark on that resume and setting it aside to look again.
Sue, thanks for joining us. Sue Nicholson is the president of the Monroe Chamber of Commerce.